Welcome back, Flashback fans, to another Famicom Flashbacks podcast. MegaCon edition.
20K13.
Yeah, MegaCon 2013. It's me, Brandon, and I'm here with M. Tripp.
That would be me.
And today we have Matteo.
Hey, what's up?
And Brian with us.
Hello.
Who are like the official MegaCon representatives.
Oh.
Of attendees.
Are we?
Okay, well, I made that term up. You're not actually. But as far as attendees go, you represent the target.
We did attend.
You did attend. You represent the target demographic.
What?
If we subtract all the 12-year-olds dressed in anime apparel.
So 6%?
6.3%. That's just the way it is. Come on now.
Matteo said something really interesting that really struck me when I realized how we are placed in the grand scheme of MegaCon, and he said,
"Is everyone on ecstasy except for us?
Is everyone on ecstasy except for us?
I hope so.
It's quite possible. Possible.
It's like, a valid concern.
We've passed like what, 5 raves?
We passed at least 5 raves on the way back.
If I didn't have a child and I wasn't married, I would be here on ecstasy.
Fair enough. Those are the things that keep me from ecstasy as well.
Would you wear the, like, dog ears and a tail?
I would do whatever it takes at this point. I would go to the nerd speed dating. I mean, there's a lot of chicks here who look like they just they want to have a good time.
Kudos for the people who put together MegaCon for the hot chicks that may or may not be over 18.
May or may not be 12.
I mean, let's
hope from future comments.
Yeah, let's hope for the best.
Because I am married, I am a father. So.
Yeah. But overall, very, very cool day here at MegaCon. It's Saturday.
Very busy.
Yeah, we get to look forward to another whole day. But we thought now would be a great time to take pause and reflect on some of the awesomeness that's happened so far. I noticed that, again, target demographic, Matteo and Brian walked out with a considerable amount of merchandise. Merchandise. You walked out with a lot, and really, you spent most of your money in Artist Alley, which is, like, cool because it makes you cool.
Yeah, I mean, everything else you can buy elsewhere, you know?
Very, very good.
You can't buy this stuff.
You're supporting, you know, artists by shopping.
The starving artist.
Which is more or less what MegaCon is all about.
It is.
Things derived from the creative art.
Yeah, So what kind of stuff did you guys pick up? Some cute stuff I'm seeing, you know, for full-grown adult males, there's some cutiness happening.
Hey, you gotta be comfortable with that side of yourself.
Yeah, the cuter the better, man.
That's how it's done.
I grew up with Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes, but it's a Doctor Who Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, because Hobbes is going to show Calvin the universe.
Okay, so what's...
That's
cool.
So
you have one where Hobbes is showing Calvin the universe.
Yeah.
What's happening in your Calvin and Hobbes picture, Brian?
Hobbes is informing young Calvin about the universe.
Sweet! That's great. So, you know, they're looking pretty similar, which is cool, which means you guys really liked it.
Hang on, flip it over. How did she sign yours? Because if she signed it differently, then...
What is the name of this artist?
Katrina.
It's Katrina.
I think she signed it sexier than Matteo's. Yeah, she kind of signed yours sexier. Yours has her phone number underneath it.
It does.
Interesting story, when she signed mine, she was flustered because Matteo ordered the wrong print for me.
Yeah, she didn't like his order.
She didn't like his order.
I said, give me 2 Calvin and Hobbes, and she goes, 2 Jordys? Okay. And Matt didn't bother to correct her. So I almost walked out of there with a Geordie.
So there's a Geordie. There's a Geordie here, but it's not just any Geordie.
It's Penguin Geordie LaForge.
Penguin Geordie LaForge.
Surfing on Starship Enterprise.
Now, I did not know this, Matteo. Are you a big Star Trek fan?
I'm about 50-50. I know. That's blasphemy.
About 50-50. Okay.
On both Star Wars, Star Trek.
Oh!
That's what I'm saying. I blasphemy. I know.
No. My brothers, a long time ago, they said to me, you know, Jupiter, he's on here a lot, and he a long time ago said, no, I like Star Trek more than Star Wars, and, you know, that was hard for me to take.
I mean, I grew up with Next Generation, so...
He came out of the closet with his Star Trek-ness. It really kind of bothered me.
He came out with Star Trek-ness? Like, he just was carrying it with him, or, like, when he came out of the closet?
But you know what? I've moved into gradual acceptance, and it's been really good for me. Like, now I'm like, you know what? You know, I love him more now, actually. Because of his love for Star Trek. And we also have You guys, what I like about the artwork that you guys purchased is that it's across the board. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
So we got a Nyan Cat.
Yeah. Surfing his pop tart across the Starry Night.
Starry Night.
What kind of pop tart is it?
It's probably, I don't know, it's got pink frosting.
I think it's strawberry.
Oh wow, that's
strawberry's got white frosting.
It's the only way to do it.
It depends on what kind of strawberry. Yeah, there's the basic naked strawberry, which just has the filling inside, no icing.
Yeah.
And I got my haters gonna hate Hufflepuff presentation.
Haters gonna hate.
That is cool.
Because they're the
ones we love. Appreciated. Yeah, the ones we love to make fun of. I mean, they have a funny name, Hufflepuff. Mm-hmm. Hufflepuff. So, getting into the gaming category, Brian really let himself go. Spent some serious cash.
Popping him out.
He has two postcard-sized lithos of two of the Eevee evolutions. Which are they?
Leafeon and Glaceon. Glaceon, I guess, if you want to say
well,
it.
Well, Glaceon, right? Glaceon. I say Glaceon. What do you say?
Sure.
I say.
Hey, Matt, what do you say? Glaceon or Glaceon?
I say Glaceon because Enrique Iglesias is one of my favorite artists, so that's how I would say that.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good reason.
Matt, out of all the Eevee evolutions, which one's your favorite?
I would probably say Hitmochan.
Can you name more than the two? Can you name one other Eevee evolution besides the two that are on this table?
Other than Leafcon and
Leafcon,
Glaceon.
The letters are confusing.
Paceon.
Paceon, the running involved evolution.
Paceon,
which is also the haste version of.
Well, I thought Paceon was like Rocky, was like Smokey and put Smokey, people
into
a haze.
Roxion.
Roxion.
Based on the clothing line.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Have a rock or ground Eevee.
If there was a rock evolution, that would be awesome.
See?
Let's get with them.
I trademark. Sorry, done. If they want to use it, they need to give me some cash.
Mateo or Brian, are either of you fond of rock-type Pokemon?
I like Geodude. He's one of my favorites.
Geodude's my speed. I like Onix.
I like Snorlax.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, man. Thanks, M-Trip.
I thought he like falls to the ground and like causes like earth damage or something.
Oh, he can. Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
He's very heavy.
There you go. Thank you. Next question.
He is very large.
I can relate.
But Brian has not yet pointed out his most amazing of artworks that he picked up here today.
Oh, man. I'm scared that I'm not going to be able to frame that.
Yeah.
I don't want to put that up with tax.
No.
That has to be framed.
It's a full-on Chrono Trigger, like, is it like the whole story or like all the eras?
It's elements of the story from different eras.
All the characters.
Yeah.
What's the first side of it? Because I know the end is the end of time.
It starts with Zeal. Or Scala and Yanis in the I forget what it's called, the 1300s. They have the Kingdom of Zeal, and then it goes on through Magus' castle, the destruction of the dragon tank by Luca and Chrono. Labos is in there, and then it's got
Marley Huggin.
Ayla and Robo and Marl.
That is a cool poster.
Awesome.
So general consensus this year, MegaCon 2013, Artist Alley, awesome.
Oh yeah.
Some good stuff. We didn't even talk about what M-Trip picked up. What'd you pick up?
I dropped over $100 on Ninja Turtle art today. It's awesome. Local artist Jason Flowers, he does these really cool, kind of like the old Turtle comic style, from the comic books.
Yeah, and a lot of black and white.
Yeah, a lot of black and white, and it's got like the red splatter. And it's very, very violent, which is what I really get into.
Yeah, visually violent. It's not so much that they're doing anything that would really.
It's just they're hit with arrows, and they're like the weapons are covered, but like you know, they just came out of some like intense battle. It's cool stuff. But so I got a couple of those. I got 4 print of them in color, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And they came framed, and they're all signed by him. So
can you give us the name of that artist again?
Jason Flowers.
Jason Flowers. He's pretty phenomenal. I've had a chance to talk with him as well, and I believe he said Donatello was his favorite ninja.
Yeah.
He never said that.
MegaCon attendees.
Walked past the booth, and someone was like, why aren't there enough Donatello art?
Nobody ever said that, ever.
Hello, MegaCon attendees. Raphael. We have the voice of Bender here, and he has something to say.
Donatello's the best Ninja Turtle.
That's how it sounds. I hate all of you.
I was
really hoping John DiMaggio walked by you right as you started doing that. Because he's here today.
I know, he'd be so angry. He'd be like, wow, that's really a bad impression of me.
I think I tell you it was really good, actually.
It sounds like Cookie Monster. It sounds
like... It's a female Dexter from Dexter's Lab.
Yeah, there's the female Dexter. Hey, Dexter! Female Dexter walking by. That's awesome. Awesome. Can't go wrong with a female Dexter.
I feel
weird that she's a little cute. She's kind of hot. Female Dexter.
Why are you?
I feel weird because
she doesn't fit in that 6.3%.
I feel weird because she's a female version of a little boy.
Yeah.
It's all right. We all have our own.
That's where it came from. That's where it stems from.
Who's this right behind us? Is that anybody? Or is that just a blanket anime character?
That's a pillar.
I think it's a blue light. Okay.
Yeah, that's a pillar.
Damn it, Bender.
Check it out. Bender, get
out of here.
Roller skate girl.
No. She's from Jet Set Radio. Jack Ryan, Jet Set Radio.
I wish I had.
That's cool.
Sorry.
That's a good segue.
We're observing the...
Yeah, let's go into
not as many video game characters this year as there was last year. And in the ones that were, not 100% impressed.
Yeah, let's be fair. Definitely kicked it up on the anime sense this year.
Yeah.
A little less than the video games, which being Famicom Flashbacks, obviously we're big on the video game characters.
I think though there's like some fine lines, because there was Harlequins... Which were like Arkham City.
Definitely
like
Arkham City.
Yes.
And so, you guys are also failing to point out the awesome Mega Man and Proto Man duo down there.
I saw them. They had the moving hands
and stuff.
Yeah. I saw them. That was kind of neat.
Plenty of Marios.
Met Chrono Trigger in line for Sandwich. So that was kind of fun.
That's cool.
You know, we got to talk to him.
More Jet Setters there.
Must be tough.
I was surprised I did not see a Riku today.
I saw a couple.
You saw a couple of Riku?
When we were filming Chrono Trigger, actually, we saw a Riku sitting down for lunch.
Solid on the 13 characters, though. Final Fantasy 13 characters.
Yeah,
we got a whole group.
Not a lot of 13 twos, though.
We saw an awesome Cloud and an awesome Squall.
Yep, yeah. got some Clouds.
Saw an okay Barret.
Saw Barret.
No Friends. Or VVs.
Yeah, no VVs.
Saw a Moogle couple, which was cool.
Very happy about that.
Of course, Bit Girl has the best costume, like, ever.
Bit Girl is
the exception of
Valentina.
One of my least favorite Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah.
But she pulled it off well.
Yeah.
Looks fantastic.
Bit Girl's Valentina, the female version of Vincent Valentine. We got her picture taken with a female Kate Sith.
Yeah.
And a male Misty from Pokemon.
So
there are quite a few League of Legends characters today.
And way too many doctors.
Yeah. Tell us what we saw as far as League of Legends.
Oh, we had what? We had a Draven.
Two Dravens. One was a dumpy chick Draven.
Okay.
We had a Darius. Too bad they weren't together, they're brothers.
And a Mumu and a Nunu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Riven. Three Luxes.
You know, M-Trip, not having played this game, I'm pretty sure they're making up characters.
I don't know what they're talking about either.
I thought a Nunu was something for a baby.
By far the best, if any of the listeners know League of Legends, is corporate Dr. Mundo.
Oh, yeah.
He is, Dr. Mundo is a character that's basically the Hulk. Saying he's injected himself with serum and he became crazy and stupid. But he's corporate, so he has a suit and tie, and he uses a briefcase.
Oh, cool.
And he has a giant 1980s.
So it's kind of like Grey Hulk.
Yeah, except... Goofy and wears shades.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I like Goofy.
Best one of the day.
Definitely a lot of Wreck-It Ralph characters.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest Wreck-It Ralph cosplay I've ever seen in my life. This guy was humongous.
He was a big dude.
I would not mess with him. Matt tried to mess with him. It did not go well.
I kicked his ass. He's talking about... He wouldn't give me a street pass.
Both your arms are in a sling right now.
he would not give him a street pass. Really interesting that they would fight over such a thing.
Got to collect those points.
How's it going as far as street passes are concerned?
I've got over 50 today.
Jeez!
I got over 200 total. I completed the tower, so I got to restart it to get more hats.
Jeez!
I completed 3 panels today, so it's a good day overall.
Good day.
My 3DS.
Yeah, good day.
By the way, that is the best way to cosplay Slenderman. He was literally just standing and staring at these people.
Oh. That's kind of Slenderman's thing, right?
Yeah.
I still need to see what this is
about. Sorry, that was happening right behind
me. Again, this comes down to one of those situations, M-Trip, that I teach middle school, and that's how I know of him. Because, like, there's, like, a plethora of artworks that are being done by students that involve Slenderman. We did doodle for Google.
Yeah.
And someone did a Google logo with Slenderman.
Wow.
So... not sure if they'll pick that one, considering he's a copyrighted character, and I told the kids they couldn't
pick copyrighted, actually?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I know he was created on the internet.
Photographic evidence of Slenderman?
Well, maybe not.
He was created on the internet through, like, a forum.
Okay. So maybe he's not.
He may not be copyrighted.
Fair enough.
He's also a character in a video game now. So
are there videos or is it only photos?
Let's give comic books their due. Anything cool comic book related that you saw today?
Not just costumes.
Anything comic book related. I would go into my successes.
Yeah, because I didn't pay too much attention to that today.
Yeah.
That's more a tomorrow thing for me.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Artist representation of it.
We got, who do we see costume-wise, though, the comic book characters?
Ms. Marvels, Black Widows.
Every Avenger.
Oh, ton of Avengers. A few Deadpools again.
The Beast eating a sandwich.
Did you see the old school Beast?
No, I did not.
He was dressed in the old school human. Yeah, like black and yellow.
See, and that sounds cool in theory, but really, wouldn't that be an easier costume to pull off?
It would be, but it's still
non-furry Blue Beast.
It's a nice little homage to.
Like for that much, I could be Beast right now. Like, hey, I'm Beast.
And there's a Scarlet Witch right there. We've seen a few of those today.
Scarlet Witch, a lot of Scarlet Witch, yeah. You know what? I'm really surprised considering how awful Scarlet Witch really is. I mean, she caused the mutant epidemic, you know, got rid of all the mutants down to 198 mutants. And now we're glorifying her, I guess. Just saying, I don't think
she's the Hitler of X-Men.
She, for a while there, she was kind of the Hitler of the Marvel Universe. That's awful. I'm not sure I back that.
That's horrible.
Wow.
Well, she's getting mass mutants exterminated.
Well, she didn't kill them. She took away their powers. But the thing is, when you take away mutants' powers,
take away their rights.
Some of them require their powers to live.
There's some similarities there. We'll leave it at that.
There's this character Chamber where his whole body is just like telekinetic energy that's just exploding from his chest. When his mutant powers went away, he just had a huge gaping hole inside of his body.
Like, did they kill Chamber?
No, so it turns out he's related to Apocalypse, so he got better.
Was he related to the Apocalypse that was eating a sandwich?
We saw an Apocalypse eating a sandwich. Really took down the character a little bit for me.
Super glad they didn't kill off Chamber. Underrated.
Underrated character. Generation X, yeah. Yeah, one of my favorite comic books growing up, and, you know, Colonel Sanders, clean-cut Colonel Sanders.
I thought it was Doctor Who.
No.
So, understandable, because there was a plethora of Doctor Who's.
So many.
Doctor Who is kind of the new Power Rangers. Okay, no.
Except they're the wrong analogy.
Power Rangers hasn't been around popular in a while, right?
Except the difference is, there's still new Power Rangers, and Doctor Who's been around for like 50 years.
Yes.
I would say Doctor Who's like the new Star Trek, really.
Yeah,
a little bit. More so than the other one.
Filled in the TV gap.
There's another Lieutenant O'Hara. Speaking of Star Trek, there's been a few of them today.
Yeah.
But there's also half the cast from Next Generation is here, so...
Now, again, I mean, I know a decent amount of Star Trek. You don't want to be one of the red-shirted people?
Typically not. Unless they stay like Lieutenant O'Hara, who stays on deck the whole time.
Okay.
She doesn't go on away... Yeah, they don't go on away missions.
So Riker did have an evil twin at one point.
So you don't want to be a red-shirted character unless you're attracted.
On an away party, no. Just period. Well, I guess because Jonathan Frakes is pretty hot.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I'm so out of my element right now. Comic books and Doctor Who.
We're talking about Star Trek right now.
Just wake me up when you get back to something I know something about.
So, guys, I thought I really brought us all here to talk about Ninja Turtles, the arcade game.
To play is
Donatello.
If you're going to play a video game, a Ninja Turtles video game, you play as Donatello because you get the range shots.
Even more range shots. You want close and you want personal.
No, you don't.
You don't want to be a plus big. I can hit you far.
I can swing my size around in circles.
I can beat the game without actually taking any hits versus the other guy who dies in 2 seconds.
That's never happened ever by anybody.
I can swing it around in circles, guys. Hey, that's really cool. I'm Bender.
Man, he's got to stop coming by.
The plot of that whole game was to go back in time and stop Raphael from exploding like he did in the beginning, yeah. Right?
I think it was to stop him from taking a bath like he did that one time.
Or to stop him from crying about losing a Psi. I lost the Psi!
Or from him losing a duel to Donatello. Because I'm pretty sure he lost in a duel to Donatello and he cried about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what happened when he got that side back? He dominated. He took out like 15 footmen.
I seem to recall that once he got his side back, he went on to become friends with the pizza delivery boy in the second movie and then get captured by the Foot Clan. That's the way I remember it.
I don't think he got captured by the Foot Clan.
I don't know. Didn't he get captured at some point?
He helped the Chinese kid get infiltrated. And he took all those, yeah, and which one took all those bells on without making a sound?
I
wasn't Donatello.
I didn't see
that. Was Raphael.
I didn't see him do it.
Because he's quiet.
Did you see him do it?
I saw him do it.
No, you didn't.
I have night vision. Next question.
He's the only one who watches Ninja Turtles with night vision on.
Then that's why
because Donatello was sitting at home. He didn't know where anybody was. He's like, oh, man, I couldn't want to be around me. I'm just going to sit here and put this hole in my mouth for a while.
Why? What are you doing? Putting wood in your mouth, not advisable.
No.
Not. So the other thing, just to point out real quick, as we're doing the podcast, if you hear shouting, that's another common thing. That's actually a part of the culture of MegaCon is that you want to be shouting at some point.
Free hugs, too.
Free hugs, shouting, vendor impressions. Bam.
You know what I missed today?
What?
I missed... I didn't hear anybody yelling any Family Guy quotes, which they overdone last year. I didn't see the zombie train. And I didn't see... There was something else I didn't see that I saw last year as well.
Not a lot of Power Rangers.
There was one Power Ranger who was in a morph suit, which was not impressive.
But don't forget, you still have one more day, man.
Yeah.
But today's the big day for it. I mean, tomorrow you're going to get the dregs of society coming in.
Can we just mention the fact that I think majority of that was taken up because there was about, I would say, 60% Adventure Time.
Yeah. A
lot of Adventure Time.
And not even any like kind of variation on Adventure Time. It's just everybody wore the same
In fact,
thing.
I walked past, I think it was a father and a daughter, and he turns to his daughter and says, there's a lot of you here.
Yeah.
Because she was every dressed. Fifth girl has that axe, that red axe.
But here's an interesting thing. If you take a look down there, Princess Bride.
Yep.
Princess Bride. We walked past the female Edward Elric.
Yep.
And, like it?
Who's Edward Elric?
The Full Metal Alchemist.
It's an anime. It was also video games.
I don't watch stuff.
There is a crazy Pokemon character, like a full-on anime mask and stuff, which is phenomenal.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that is creepy. There was one Officer Jenny, too.
Officer Jenny, we did see, she was on the phone, we didn't get her picture, I was really disappointed.
That's the little dragon girl from the newest one, White.
If that's right. She's the gym leader for the dragon gym. Yep, that's
I didn't see any Punishers today either.
No, zero Punishers.
Zero Punishers. Not a violent year for MegaCon.
No. Next year I was going to change with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be messing people up.
Fair enough.
What I want to do is I want to bring like spray paint so anybody I get picture taken with, I can spray them.
So for the MegaCon officials, just FYI, Matt has officially come out and said next year he is going to mess people up. So keep an eye out for
Kid Airbender.
That Kid Airbender is ridiculously awesome.
He's awesome.
Totally getting into it. And he's running around doing stuff.
He's doing the, what is that run called?
The dash.
With the arms behind.
Wow. Considering majority of the Airbenders today have been grown men.
He looks like a Buddha.
Yeah.
You know what? What's weird? I turned real quick because I didn't know you say Airbender. I just thought you said Bender.
No, I didn't. I didn't say
okay, so
hey, then, Brandon, can I do a voice on your podcast?
Brian sounds like Scooby-Doo.
It was so bad, I think it gave me cancer.
So we got Scooby-Doo, and what was mine? What did mine sound like again?
What is that?
What is what? Oh, wow.
Is that something from, like, a Studio Ghibli character?
It looks like an overweight Cousin
Ed. No idea what that is.
It's like a mass of hair and, like, faces.
You know what, though?
It's Cousin It.
Let me distract you from that, because Brian's going to like this one. Yuffie's right down there.
Yeah.
Where are you? She's laying seductively, taking a picture.
And to be fair, Asian Yuffie. Which is advisable when it comes to Yuffies, because...
And she's not having children Yuffie, so that means she's of age.
Yes.
She's not holding any balls, though.
It's true. True. I'm not going to proceed to continue with this comment.
Yeah, let's not comment on that. We had enough with the wood in the mouth thing.
True, true.
Materia.
Yes.
I don't know. You guys are perverts.
I call it materia. I don't call them balls.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah. But they are.
Little cereal. Little socket with
some balls.
I have always called them materia. Interesting.
It's because you're a materia girl.
And,
you're a materia girl.
What? Can we make this shirt?
Everything I've given you.
Yeah.
It's
gold.
You draw pictures of me naked.
YouTube is like a satchel full of material.
It's basically Brandon's whole.
You gotta draw that. You have to draw that, and you have to draw the Captain America disc golf shirt for me. I have to have that.
Okay,
shirt.
Fair enough. But I did finish the Tecmo Bowl one, which was pretty phenomenal. It was Captain Crunch holding a big bowl of Tecmo Bowls, and it was a cereal thing. So did you see where I went with that?
I see what you did with that.
See, so very creative. Very creative, this crew. Just judging by the Bender impressions.
Shut up, baby. I know what you're doing. Yeah,
so, jumping into the comic book things, let me just tell you, since hopefully maybe you'll understand, know some of the names that I'm throwing out here. Got some serious signatures. Me and Matt showed up last night, Friday night. We're able to crank out about 50% of my comic books, which I'm pretty excited about. Got some Amanda Connor. Got some Darwin Cook today. I got him. Got Chris Claremont. Got Wolverine number 2 signed, which I'm pretty excited about.
I'll be right there.
Mark Bagley. Got Ultimate Spider-Man number 1-10 signed, which I was thrilled about. Matt got to see me do it.
Yeah.
They are valuable comic books. They were at one point more valuable, you know, in the $100 range. But to get them signed by the artist is a pretty exciting feat. And the cool thing is about MegaCon, I'm plugging MegaCon here, the cool thing is about MegaCon, when you get signatures by an artist, you can always go ahead and get them,
get the
certificates of authenticity. So I will be doing that, which I would advise anybody who is attending MegaCon.
Is that what you're doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow I will be getting the certificates of authenticity. It doesn't even cost that much, but I want to get those signatures legit. So that's one of the exciting things that when you come to MegaCon, they do provide. Other things.
Was that an American Horror Story picture you just took?
I thought. Oh yeah.
Other things, other recommendations. You guys have got recommendations for anybody considering coming to MegaCon next year?
If you plan on attending what seems to be a popular panel, what you think might be a popular panel, be sure to wait, get in line at
hours
least an hour.
Oh my gosh. You boys tried to what did you guys try to go see?
We went to go try to see a panel that included John DiMaggio, who voices
Bender.
There's a Catherine behind you.
Billy West and a couple others, Tara Strong, I can't remember the other two. They were going to be reading from the Lord of the Rings script.
I'm Frodo!
In character voices.
In their Futurama voices, which is awesome.
Yeah, which is probably an awesome show.
But that was quite a long line.
Listen, MegaCon is extremely popular.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're coming...
We were there at least a half hour early.
Yeah,
you
guys
can't be claustrophobic.
Can't be claustrophobic.
Oh, no.
You gotta love people.
Even though I am, I did very well today.
You did awesome.
He cried once.
You did awesome.
For like 5 minutes.
I rubbed his buttock, so he was okay.
I kept giving him sugar cubes every time he was doing a good job. He's like, here, you're doing a great job, Mr. Krause.
Second piece of advice, if you're gonna come, bring lots of money.
And sugar cubes.
And snacks.
Nothing here is cheap.
Yeah, I mean... Well, and you guys walked out with a decent haul, though.
We did get some. I dumped
some cash in this place.
You can't say for the money you spent, you walked out with some serious.
But my point was, I should have brought more money.
Yeah. So really, this is George Perez. Hey, George. George Perez walking by as we're doing a podcast.
Sweet.
So that's awesome. And everybody recognized him.
I did.
Well, I mean, Matt. That's fair because Matt doesn't.
Read
comic books, but we are Sanford locals though, and
we are Sanford
and George
locals.
Is also a Sanford local.
Yeah, she also does stuff for shows that I know and does art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough, ready for this? I was fortunate enough to go to his house.
Really?
Yeah.
My father used to work at a bank and he was
you're
a client of this. No, I never went to his house. I'm just saying
I just waved to George.
I did get to
really
back when I was...
No, George Perez, not George Lopez.
I did want to...
sorry, George Perez.
George Lopez.
Not
George
of stand-up Lopez. Fame.
I did want to be a comic book artist at one time, and that's when I was introduced to him. Yeah, so I actually sat and talked to him for like 5 minutes.
Would you say George Perez, who, by the way, is like one of the headliners at MegaCon every single year,
yep.
Another reason to come to MegaCon, probably one of the biggest names in comic books today, artist-wise.
For a long time, he has been, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really... I mean,
and he's just an all-around really cool guy.
He's been around in the biz. He's worked with all the big names. He's worked with Jack Kirby and stuff like that.
People, super friendly.
People
he's
are
a
super
really,
friendly.
Really, really nice guy.
Super friendly. I believe he actually does know George Lopez, which is cool.
Does he know Bender?
I think they play
dominoes on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, and I believe he actually does voice Bender, which is cool.
George Perez was honored in the... superhero video game City of Heroes.
Oh, really?
Yep. He had a whole zone named after him called Perez Park.
Oh, that's
in fact,
cool.
Most of the suburbs of that area were named after famous artists.
There's Bendis Bay.
Bendis Bay.
Really?
Bendis,
So some of them are even more contemporary.
Yeah, a lot of them in there are.
I think there was Wade Park as well.
And the guy
Mark
who does Hellboy.
Yeah, his Mike Mignola.
Mike Mignola?
That's
the artist.
Yeah. Mike
Mignola
or something. Yeah.
Played that game for a couple years. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That whole park, that whole zone was dedicated to
two interesting things. I'm gonna hit on Perez in a sec. Going back to Mignola.
Yeah.
Mignola, awesome guy, does some awesome stuff. Helped design Batman the Animated Series. Came up with a lot of the character designs for that, especially Mr. Freeze, the Mr. Freeze from the series, which is one of the coolest characters, because Mr. Freeze in the comic book is not that cool.
No.
And then the animated series made him cool.
Yes.
Right.
Also, the worked with Pixar for a while. Did some stuff with them. Also, he did... he designed all the stuff from the Atlantis movie, which Disney movie, kind of a weird Disney movie. All the stuff was based off of his artwork, and he actually helped design the movie.
That's
so
cool.
Even if the movie wasn't phenomenal, you got to give it props for having a, you know, Mignola kind of twist there.
Atlantis was the first Disney movie I saw where somebody actually died.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Yeah. Spoiler if you haven't seen it.
Well,
you
don't know who.
That's true.
Well.
Yeah. Just waiting for
it. The perk of the villain who usually goes...
Just name that character spoiler.
Tarzan was the most violent of the deaths that I ever saw. In Tarzan, the guy actually falls in a whole bunch of vines and it strangles him.
That's
and you
right.
get to see his silhouette. So kind of violent there.
Yeah.
Now back to the Perez story. A couple years ago, MegaCon, Orange County came in and actually created George Perez Day. And they came here to give him the announcement. So he has his own day in Orange County, which is awesome.
What day is it, do you know?
I have no idea what day it is. So I built up that story, kind of left it on a low. But cool thing is that podcasts, these are usually downloaded off the internet. And then the other useful thing about the internet is
you can
search engines. So that's awesome. So search engines are awesome.
Where to go
search engines? In addition, MegaCon is awesome.
Can we talk about another strange thing that's happened at this MegaCon specifically?
Yes, I was hoping you would bring this up.
Okay, there are numerous girls and men... dressed in like black clothing with images of either the planetary symbols or
zodiac symbols.
Zodiac symbols, and they have candy corn horns, and so many of them.
There's a lot,
and I've never ever seen them before today. So I had to look it up.
We, I would say, Matt and I saw a lot of them. Me and M Trip saw a lot at the Holiday Matsuri. A lot of them, but not nowhere near this number that we see here. There's a lot.
A little webcomic called Homestuck, I think, is where they come from.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it.
I gotta look it up, though.
So strange. So strange to see.
On top of the neon people.
If you're gonna look it up, I would recommend a search engine.
Yeah.
Which one, though? There's a lot out there. Bing, Yahoo, Google.
All of them.
She look.com.
Ask Jeeves.
What I will usually do is I'll type in the word search engine in a search engine, and then whichever one shows up first, that's the search engine
I go
with.
How do you determine that first?
we've
turned this into an M.C. Escher painting of search engine.
Oh, I'll make this t-shirt too. Jeez.
Please do.
It's a search engine inside a search engine. It's the inception of search engines.
Well, M.C. Escher's my favorite artist, so...
Oh, really? And Van Gogh is Brian's.
Yes.
Or Nyan Cat is Brian's. I don't know. One of the two.
Right.
If Nyan Cat painted Van Gogh art, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Jason Flowers is my favorite artist. Because I don't know anybody else.
And I hate artwork.
Nyan Gogh?
As an artist?
as an art teacher, I despise it.
Because it's either A, bad and you don't like it, or B, you hate it because it makes you look bad.
Yeah, no, it's B. It's B. I like putting down all other artwork because it makes my artwork feel better.
Yeah.
So when I draw stick figures, I'm like, it's okay. And there's always stick figures of me.
Cheryl would
naked
actually punish me
in the woods
if she let me go without correcting myself. It's not Van Gogh, it's Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
And Nian Gogh.
Fair enough. You know what? You know another one she might correct you on? Edvard Munch. The kids at school, they love to call him Edvard Munch. At some point, I just feel just
Munch.
I don't want to correct him anymore. Because here's the thing, they want so much to call him Edward Munch. So it's just like, you know what?
Let him. Like Munchlax.
Like Munchlax.
Who? Edvard Munchlax.
M-Trip, what's a Munchlax?
Pokemon.
Who is the unevolved stage of?
Snorlax.
Boom! Just happened. Introduction for M-Trip into Pokemon. He's officially lost in the world. Now I will start playing Monster Hunter.
Nice.
I will go through Monster Hunter.
That was a prerequisite.
I will go through Monster Hunter own, Monster Hunter buy, and Monster Hunter try. That is how the series goes, correct?
We'll just let you do the one for the Wii.
I want to at least get in Monster Hunter buy first.
That one didn't even come here.
There actually is Monster Hunter buy.
It's portable, right?
It's portable.
Yeah, Monster Hunter 2 is on the
portable. Oh, okay.
Only.
I thought it was actually called Monster Hunter buy. Where you could experiment with both types of monsters.
They go both ways.
Yeah. So, all in all, pleasant experience. I'm going to use the word awesome.
Yes.
Mateo, what's the word you're going to use for MegaCon this year?
Fantastic.
We got a one-up at Brian. One-up it. Better than fantastic.
Splendiferous.
And we're going to end it up with M-Trip. How would you rate this year's MegaCon better than Splendripolis?
Awesome.
Not only is that not better.
It's so awesome that he's an awesome. He can't say anything else.
You should have said Raffaella Tonic.
I should have said that.
That would have worked.
And we're going to end our podcast. We got some cosplayers walking by as
Captain Cold.
Blue and Gold.
Oh no, it's
Booster
Blue.
Gold it's and Gold. Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
The real dynamic duo.
Oh, see the Tira?
Best in spots.
Well, that's just the girl with the hula hoop.
Well, it's Tira.
So once again, if you're interested in MegaCon, if you're interested in cosplay, if you're interested in getting signatures from awesome comic book artists, if you're interested in Neon Cat, if you're interested in great artist artwork, if you're interested in
buying dice,
if you're interested in magic cards, if you're interested in Doctor Who,
if you're interested in watching people,
if you're interested in meeting people from Star Trek,
If you're interested in pop culture.
If you have a crush on Will Wheaton.
He's here.
Will Wheaton
is here. Make sure you show up at MegaCon. And if you missed it this year, MegaCon 2014, we'll be back next year.
And I'll be cosplaying next year.
And next year, M-Trip plans on cosplaying. And Mateo will also cosplay because now I said it in a podcast and it's out there.
I'm going to cosplay myself.
And he's going to be cosplaying as Jinx, so he'll be walking around
with purple
alone.
Face. With purple face.
Alone.
Purple face.
Alone. And the rest of us will not be by him. Brian has come out and said he will not cosplay based on
my decision
comments, Mateo's decision to cosplay.
Yeah. You can cosplay as a Minecraft character. They have the boxes over the head.
So. I'm going to go as a male Nurse Joy, actually.
I like it.
Will you have a man bag, aka a Merce, so you'd be Merce Joy?
Like it.
Who has Merce?
Come on, don't leave him hanging. He's got a knuckle high five. Awesome.
That's turkey.
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 So before we end, of course, we always used to end with how you can reach us, how you can get in contact with FamilyCon Flashback. But I thought it might be nice today, since we have Mateo, Brian, and M-Trip here, to really focus in on the newest addition to FamilyCon Flashback, which is our Twitch channel. Let's tell us about that. If you're interested in checking out the FamilyCon Flashback Twitch, tell us about that.
Go to twitch.tv/FamilyConFlashbacks. We live stream a bunch of games Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for about 2 hours.
So every Wednesday, Brian and Matt here switch it up. Brian's doing Chrono Trigger, Matt's doing Star Tropics
for probably another week.
Another week.
And after Star Tropics, what is it?
You know, it's a million things right now. It could be Final Fantasy VI. It could be Legacy of Kain. It could be...
I like your stat, huh? Keep them guessing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, every time I play, someone suggests something. I'm like, man, I should play that.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I'm really have really bad ADD.
I think you should play Bender's Quest. It's Bester's Quest, but he sounds like this.
Is this a homegrown game? Right?
Yeah, it's a homegrown game.
What's the point of this game anyway?
Brian... What are you playing after Chrono? Chrono Triggs, as we call it, the Triggs.
What did you suggest earlier?
I think you need to play. I said Bender's Quest, but that wasn't.
No, you wanted to play the caveman games.
Caveman games. I would like you, before you play Chrono Cross, I'd like a brief day of caveman games.
I might entertain caveman games for
the mate. The mate toss will give you a laugh.
I'd love to do Radiata Stories.
Worst controls ever.
That would be cool to watch.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Like it. M-Trip's playing through Final Fantasy VII. But I'm more excited, as much as I love VII, I love what you're coming up with next. What is happening after VII?
I'm going to do Final Fantasy VIII, but I'm going to do it where you beat the whole game at level 1. So
he's a challenge. I like that we're going into challenges now.
It's going to be cool. I mean, I need to do some research and some playtesting.
But, I mean, it's a huge thing. I mean, it's possible. I mean, people have done it. So,
yeah.
So it's just getting the. I won't say how I'll explain all of it.
It'll be during the live stream. You have to watch the video.
There'll be a whole tutorial going on.
I'll try to give step by step as I'm going through it.
So. Yeah. So once again, thank you to MegaCon for having us here.
Give me an M.
Yeah, as official members of the press, which was cool. And until next time, let's
keep retro gaming alive. Peace.